The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds about the kingdom of God, and he healed those who needed to be cured. As the day was drawing to a close, the 12 approached him and said, "Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the surrounding villages and farms and find lodging and provisions, for we are in a deserted place here." He said to them, "Give them some food yourselves." And they replied, "5 loaves and 2 fish are all we have, unless we ourselves go and buy food for all these people." Now the men there numbered about 5,000. Then he said to his disciples, "Have them sit down in groups of about 50. They did so and made them all sit down. Then taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing over them, broke them, and gave them to the disciples to set before the crowd. They all ate and were satisfied. And when the leftover fragments were picked up, they filled 12 wicker baskets." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
They all ate and were satisfied. We have the beautiful song that we sing. You satisfy the hungry heart with bread of finest weight. I forgot. But yes, that is the song that we remember, that God is, he satisfies our hungry heart. And that's why we come for this celebration of the Mass. No one likes being hungry. Do you like to be hungry? Yes. None of us want to be hungry in our lives, and we look for food. And yes, many people have different kinds of food, and they look for their stomachs to be filled. And you can imagine that, yes, this hunger, how big is the stomach? Not very big, this big. You can measure here and here. Very big, huh? Very small. But this stomach makes you to do anything. Don't you feel? Yes, it makes you to do anything. Yes. Yeah, you can dive in the water, you can fly in the air. So many things. They say stomach. Just imagine those who are not educated or not developed like you all, and those people who live in the jungle. How many of you have seen the survival of the fittest, that those young men and women that go in the television? I see that whatever they get, they eat. Bugs, snakes, frogs. Whatever they get, they eat to survive. And I said, wow, that is the hunger, real hunger. When you're hungry, you can go to any extent. Yes, I came from the first world kind of centuries people where I was working with, and I have told you the stories that they are running after the mice. Lots of mice they are catching in the field, and they're eating them, a delicious meal. Father, we have a delicious food today. Yes. And you will say, gross. Don't you feel like that? Yes. What about bats? Bats flying. And yes, they trap them around the guava tree, big bats, size this big size. And yes, they will cut into pieces, small pieces, and okay, delicious. So hungry, when you're hungry, yes, it can go to that extent. You haven't heard about snakes, but yes, people do eat snakes, even earthworms. That in the down below, you have not experienced, you have not seen, so you will always say gross, gross. The secretary in Howells, he was asking me one day. I told, "I have to get chicken, father, from Kroger's or Myers." Okay, do you know, Michelle, where this chicken comes from? I said, she's always panicked to see the blood. So she says, gross, father, gross. I cannot see them cutting the butchered head, butchering on their head, and it is flying and fluffing everywhere. But somebody has to do this. Then only it comes in the store. Otherwise, yes, how can you think about the meat, what we eat? So that fills our empty stomach. There are people who just eat only the grass, like elephant. The biggest animal in the world only eats grass, no meat. And all those big, huge, huge horses and buffaloes and cows and bison, yeah, only they eat grass. Some of us, we like to eat grasses, don't you? Lots of grasses only, no meat. Yeah, the tigers only eat meat. The tigers have to eat meat all the time. And how they survive. But yes, they do not eat any grass. They don't like any grasses. So just imagine how the animals and we human beings are hungry. When we are hungry, we can go to any extent. And we need our food to be filled. I want to talk about here, certainly, of eating and filling our stomach, our hungers of different kinds. We feed ourselves. But today, we are celebrating the feast of the most holy body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, who feeds us, who nourishes and nurtures us. He again strengthens us as we feed upon him, feed on him. And that's why we come on this Sunday to honor and glorify him and feeding ourselves with his body and blood. You will think that in the first century, the Romans or all those apostles even could not understand what he was saying. They were thinking about cannibalism, cannibals, that yes, still some people eat the human body, human blood also. That kind of thinking was there at that time. And gross, what Jesus is talking about. But here again, we do act the same way. When I was remembering, in our place, the pagans are there. And when they have to offer a sacrifice, they will cut chickens, they will cut buffaloes, they will cut cows, and all the blood would be sprinkled around the altar. And they will go and make the meal for themselves, and everybody will eat that meal thinking it is a holy food. And that is a tradition, it's still going on, still there is. So in different cultures, they have different ways of, and God, Jesus Christ, completely transformed that into his own body and blood. So the sacrifice of Isaac, sacrifice of Abraham or Jacob, all those things is replaced by a new priest. Is a new priest, Melchizedek, is a high priest, is Jesus Christ, is our new priest. And last week, we were able to go for ordination for two priests. That priest work is to offer sacrifice so that the God, Heavenly Father, will be happy and the whole human beings will be, their prayers and their petitions would be taken up to heaven. And that is the purpose of the priest. So here is the high priest, Jesus Christ. In the Old Testament, we hear about Melchizedek. It's a beautiful song in my language. I sing, they were singing on my ordination day. Ho ho re dharme naik mana ye kase daotali. Ho ho re dharme naik mana ye kase dao. The priest, when he gets ordained, there is a joy because he is on behalf of his people, he comes to offer the sacrifice for them and offer those sacrifices to God. And that is the meaning, and that is what Jesus Christ is doing today as we celebrate the feast of the very body and blood of Christ. So people are hungry today to receive that body and blood, but unless we know the real meaning, The spiritual hunger is there. Today, world have developed and they have enough to eat. But yes, the world is still seeking something. Still, we are looking for trying to feed that hunger. So you can imagine, during this Mass, what do we come for? Do we get some food? Donuts? No. But yes, there is a spiritual hunger. Longing is there inside, deep within our hearts, and each and every human beings that cannot be satisfied, only God can satisfy that place. And that is the world today it needs. There are so many people, they have lots of huge amount of money they cannot even grab, huge amount of name and fame, huge amount of muscles, huge amount of so many things, but yes, nothing can satisfy, only God can satisfy the real thirst and real hunger for which we have been created. There is a priest called Thomas Dubé, very strict, a great spiritual writer, describes man as an incarnated, man has an incarnated thirst, a thirst in the flesh. He says that we can't help but seek the thing that we thirst for, that we hunger for, in some attempt to satisfy that desire. So we would argue that almost everything we do, everything we seek, is because that hunger, that good thing, that how God created us, that desire is there in our hearts, and only God can satisfy. And that is the prophet Ezekiel. Prophet Isaiah says, why do you spend and labor and work for that which does not satisfy? Why do we seek to satisfy the hunger again and again down dead end roads, hoping that this time will be different? So what does satisfy that hunger? We might put different words to it. Happiness, looking for happiness for life, purposeful life, fulfillment for life, but final answer is only God. He is the only one who can satisfy, and that's why he says today in the second reading especially, as St. Paul tells us in the second reading, as the Gospel tells us, as the Church has done since the very beginning, Jesus offers us himself. This is my body, given up for you. This is my blood, poured out for you. In this place, at this time, at the Mass, we come face to face only to that person who can satisfy the hunger of our hearts. But in the first place, it can be disappointing. It looks like a piece of bread, a wafer, and maybe it doesn't seem to be anything for us. But in the Gospel, the Apostles' first thought was to use human means to satisfy the problem. But Jesus is working on their different perspective. He is looking something else. He invites us not to fix, but to trust. He invites us to look with the eyes of faith, to hear the truth of his words, and hear every Mass as a sacrament, as a grace, fills our hearts and heart's greatest desire. This is the truly my flesh given for you. This is my body given for you. This is my blood poured out for you. So he invites us in that grace, in that sacrament. I did last week everyday funeral. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday. And yes, all the funeral masses. There are many our brothers and sisters who doesn't have our faith, who doesn't believe in the real presence of Jesus Christ in the Eucharist. And how do we approach them? How do we invite them to come and receive the Holy Communion? So I have to tell them, we are only the Catholics receives the Holy Communion, not everybody. So those who are not Catholics, please do not come. No, I cannot say do not come. You can come, but let your hands be around your chest like this. Bring a cross so that I can bless you. But yes, certainly, I cannot give you communion because you do not have the belief of the Catholic system or the Catholic faith. that you are present in the very bread, wafer, which we consecrate through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's called transubstantiation, which we can see, but we cannot see beyond. This physical, metaphysical mystery of God. Here, by the invocation of the Holy Spirit, it gets transformed into the very body and blood of Christ, and he becomes God here itself. And that is what we worship. That is what is the blessed sacrament we honor. So we have our procession after this. So I will invite you again to join that procession, because we want to honor our God. And that is our belief. That is the feast of the Corpus Christi. And in America, in a special way, these 3 years, the bishops are trying their best to make people understand this mystery, the transubstantiation, the real presence of Jesus Christ in the very bread that which we offer. And the Eucharist is the source and summit of Christian life. And that is the main belief of our faith. And that's why we are different from other religion, other denominations, that we believe in that presence of God, that he is there, he physically, literally, that yes, we think that he is there only through the eyes of faith. And that is our celebration. That is our celebration. And he feeds us with his graces, with his power in our life. And that is the hunger he quenches and thirsts. That is, he fills us. And that is the feast we celebrate. So let us rejoice and celebrate worthily and receive the grace of God in the Eucharist. And again, prepare ourselves to receive his blessings through our lives of participation of the Holy Mass and coming for the Blessed Sacrament adoration or the procession. And how fortunate we are to believe in that faith and that belief in our God. May God bless you as you come for Mass, as you come for the Holy Eucharist. Amen.